From NPR News, it's Day to Day. You know, you're not the only one feeling the effects of high oil prices. The airline industry is also suffering. A barrel of crude hit a record $119 earlier this week. Airline executives say flying is about to change dramatically. Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here now. Sam, what kind of changes are these executives talking about?
Well, Madeline, not the kind that make passengers very happy. The airline industry trade group says fuel costs for 2008 will be about 44% higher than last year. Now, that means airlines are basically hemorrhaging cash. In the first part of the year, every major carrier in the U.S. reported a loss except Southwest. These unprecedented circumstances have some analysts calling for unprecedented actions by the airline industry to stem these losses, namely extreme fare increases and major cutbacks in the number of flights. One analyst says by next spring, there could be up to 20% fewer seats available if oil prices remain above $100 a barrel.
So these will have dramatic effects on the average traveler, right?
For sure. The main goal for the airlines is to drive up the price of tickets so they can cover their fuel costs. I talked to airline industry consultant Michael Boyd, and he says doing that would transform business as usual for air travel in the U.S.
It's not going to be like World War II, where you can wait 3 days to get a seat on an airplane to get out of town. It's just going to be more expensive, and it's going to change travel patterns.
Now, Boyd says smaller communities served by regional jets will likely see the most cutbacks in service and the highest fare increases. Delta is already retiring up to 70 of its smaller jets this year, ending service to places like Atlantic City and Corpus Christi, Texas. But fares for popular tourist destinations like New York and L.A. and Boston are also up as much as 18% for the summer over last year. That could change a lot of vacation plans. It also hits the air cargo industry hard, adding a huge premium to air freight and sending ripple effects across much of the economy.
Well, Sam, oil prices could go even higher. What happens then?
I think a lot of airline execs are crossing their fingers that they don't go any higher. The reality is that the jets airlines are using aren't designed to be profitable in an era of $100 a barrel oil. I mean, you think about it, it takes about 30,000 gallons of jet fuel to fill up a typical wide-body jet, which makes gassing up a Hummer seem like a bargain. Basically, something's got to give here. Further consolidation through all of these airline mergers helps, but other than that, raising fares and cutting service is pretty much the only solution on the table. This week, one of the OPEC oil ministers predicted that oil was headed to $200 a barrel. Now, if something like that happens, none of these fixes we're talking about now will be able to pull the airlines out of the red, short of reengineering the entire airline fleet.
Wow. Well, Sam, thank you. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.
Next time on Marketplace, religious laws mean women in Saudi Arabia aren't allowed to drive. They pay chauffeurs to slip behind the wheel. But lack of a license can mean loss of a job. It's from American Public Media.